Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 56th Karlovy Vary Film Festival. I'm in company of Carmen Pedrero, director of Winds of Springtime, presented Vientos de Primavera, presented in the section Future Frames, Generation Next of European Cinema. Welcome, Carmen. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, first of all, let's say, like, very basic question, but how would you describe the film for our audience?
Well, I think it's a very small moment of my life, but I guess I think everyone could feel that something from their lives is put into it. I mean, I guess all of us have had issues in our teenagehood, mm-hmm. and things that were embarrassing for us, and then time passes, and it's been for me 10 years since I wore that brace, and now it's like, wow, that thing used to embarrass me, and now I don't understand it, and I feel that a lot of people feels that when they grow up with these little things of their teenagehood, maybe like bullying or something like this, like this brace I used to wear. And so I think everyone can be sensitive about it because it's a general problem for a lot of people.
Is it also a kind of a message that you kind of sent to yourself back then?
Yes. Yes. It's a message to myself, like to my little me. It's like, just hang on, be strong, accept yourself, and not just for me, but for a lot of people who's not conscious of acceptance, of self-acceptance, which is the most important thing in the world.
I really liked another thing that I got from the film is that, let's say, if we want to call it a message, we can also call it a message, but the idea that we have to become in life the wave of change, and not to, and we don't have to wait for it, for a wave of change. We have to become one.
Yes, I think that's very important, because when you are in this place of life, when you're waiting for a miracle, when you're waiting for something happen, and nothing happens, I mean, you have to look for your own luck, and you have to look for that change. And this is a very important message indeed. I mean, in that time, I was always waiting for doctors to remove that brace from me, for everything. I mean, and now I realize that is not possible. You have to be that change. Yes, you're right.
What do you think that this film could be like, this topic, this story, your story could be the perfect one to start directing? I mean,
I guess because it's a very important personal story for me, and I wanted to start with it. It's been 10 years, so I was feeling like it was the perfect moment to look back. And also in this short format, I was feeling really connected to the story in a short way. I guess because I remember that exact moment I tell in the story, and when I was remembering it, I thought, wow, it feels like me, like a little punctual moment, decisive moment for me in my life, and it was really short, really, really small, and it was for me like how this small moment could made back then that big change, and it was for me to tell that in a small format, I guess.
How important, how does it feel to be part of this section, Future Frames? You know, the section talks about, inevitably, about the future. So does it bring responsibility also to be part of this?
Yes,
to represent the future, I mean.
A lot. It's an honor for me to be part of it. It's such an important festival and important section. It brings to the short film a lot of visibility, and for me too. So with the short film, with the message that carries the short film, I feel a lot of responsibility, actually. But it's nice because I feel like a lot of people is going to see it, and maybe it can change changes someone who feels it, who see it in his house, and it's like, wow, I don't know the word. Well, it's okay. That feels the same I felt. So
here's a question that is more related to you being a woman director.
Yes.
I mean, something that I've been asking other women directors also in other sections promoted by European Film Promotion. What do you think is the condition of women in cinema nowadays? Do you think that there's been a real change, that something
yes.
is effectively changing?
Yes, I think now there's a lot of change for women, a lot of help, which is great. And now we're, I think, not only in my country, in Spain, but everywhere, we're seeing a lot of women making films. I think it's increasing the number of women joining the film schools.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in my film school, in my year, they were like 50% women, 50% men. But I think this year there are more women in my school than men, and
wow.
That is great, because it's true, when I turned 18 and I thought I was I wanted to make films, when I was looking for female directors, it was hard for me to find examples for my parents, for example. But now it's been 7 years, and I think it's been a change in that. And now we have more examples, like Carla Simón, for example. It's great. and yeah, so I think there's been changes going on in the cinematographic panorama nowadays. So, yeah.
One last question about women directors. That's been discussed that maybe, so I'm asking you, there's this tendency of women directors to tackle stories with female characters. Is that true? Do you think that
yes.
women directors tend to want to talk
yes.
about?
Yes, but I think that's also because, well, a lot of people make films about things that concern themselves.
Mm.
So for me, it's that simple as when I have to tell a story, I prefer doing it from a female character, because it's related to me. And I think that's the reason. It's I don't know how much of I want to tell the story from a female point of view, but I think it's more simple than that. I think it's tell the story from themselves, and that means to tell the story from a female character. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carmen, for sharing your thoughts and for talking about Winds of Springtime, Vientos de Primavera, at the 56th Carlo Vivari Film Festival in the Future Frames section. And hope to see you soon in the future with your next project, or maybe with this one. And good luck for the festival.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we've been talking to Carmen Pedrero, director of Winds of Springtime, Vientos de Primavera, at the 56th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.